flesh, bones, and blood of the earth. There's a fire and water within me, and the air that I breathe of the world. And I know deep within me I live on and on, like the waters of life and the salt in the sea. I live on and on, but I don't yet know where the waters of life and the salt of the sea, they dissolve. There's a wind and it blows and it thunders, and the rains come and go on the plains. Once I saw you there standing before me, and now I am here all alone. And I know deep within me you live on and on, like the waters of life and the salt in the sea. You live on and on, but I don't get when the waters of life and the salt of the sea, they dissolve. When I die,
there is a Jewish tale. There was once a rabbi, a religious leader in Jews, is called a rabbi. This rabbi dreamt of a place, and it appeared to be the capital of the country. And in that country, he saw a lamppost. And beneath that lamppost, there is a treasure hidden. He got up in the morning and dismissed it as a dream. The next night, again he saw the same dream. The capital, the lamppost, there is a bridge, and beneath is the treasure hidden. The next morning when he got up, he felt it a bit unusual, but again he thought it might be just a coincidence. Third night, the dream recurred. The capital, the bridge, the lamppost, and the hidden treasure. It was little weird. He thought, let me go and see. Otherwise also I had never been to the capital of this country. He used to live in a village, in a small hut, a poor man. Reading religious books and guiding people. So he set off for the journey. By afternoon, he reached the capital. And he was awestruck to see the same bridge which he saw in his dream. And he was bewildered to see that there is a lamppost exactly the same lamppost as he had seen in his dream. But there was one difference. There was one policeman standing there. So he thought, let the policeman go and then I will dig up the treasure, if at all it is there. But then he kept standing. But then the other policeman came. So he kept standing and standing. Next day again he came, the same policeman. The third day, 3 days he was just standing, looking for an opportunity. When there is no policeman, and he would go and dig the treasure. But that policeman was quite suspicious, and third day he called this man and said, what are you about? Planning suicide or something? To jumping off the bridge? The rabbi narrated his recurring dream to the policeman, and the policeman said, what a strange coincidence. Even I am getting the same dream. From last 3 days, I am seeing one village, and he told the name of that village. And he said, there is one religious leader there. And in his small hut, below his cot, his bed, there is a treasure hidden. From last 3 days, I am getting this dream. The rabbi didn't say anything, because the name of the village, the policeman said, was the same village he was from. He even did not reveal that he was a rabbi. The rabbi rushed back to his village, went inside the house, removed his bed, and started digging. And there was a treasure hidden. It is a famous tale, narrated multiple times by many people, coming to the conclusion. We keep on looking for treasures outside, and the treasure is never there. A king looks at a beggar and feels envious. A beggar looks at the king and feels envious. The beggar is not having anything and he thinks king has everything. The king looks at the beggar and thinks, this beggar is living such a carefree life, whilst I am filled with so much stress. Each one is looking for the treasure outside. In some place, in some person, in some object. The grass is always greener on the other side. The place where you are, you feel the other place is better. You always feel the other person is better. The other object, or money, or some property, or something. But there is nothing anywhere outside you. You are the greatest treasure. You are the spiritual idiom. Only thing is that you should be full. If somebody comes to withdraw money, they should not get the message, insufficient amount. So this Murli has four important things. The first, Baba described the glory of this place. This is a life-giving place. Just as God is sitting up above and becomes instrument for seva, so also this place, situated at a higher altitude, would become or is instrument for service. This is a Murli of 26 January 1983, and recently Om Shanti Bhavan has been inaugurated on 18th January 1983. So Baba is glorifying this place, and Baba is glorifying the efforts made by all the children. The second example is, just for God, they say, He is above, up there. So also, for this place, they will look up. And the third example is of treasure. Just as there is a hidden treasure and which is refound and people are elated, so also they will have the feeling that this Madhuban is that highest place. This Madhuban is the life-giving place. This Madhuban is the spiritual treasure. This Madhuban is the hidden treasure. This Madhuban is the place giving the highest attainments. And the whole world will come here one day. Advertisement, Baba said. So that is today's task. Create an advertisement, not just of this Madhuban, but of the place where you are, the local center. You can make it as creative as possible. It should include the theme. It should include what this center is offering. It should include contact number. It should include why this place is important, what you are going to get in this place. Definitely the real treasure is within us, but to understand this point, you need help of higher vibrations. That could be a person or a place. When you move to the place with higher vibrations, automatically your thoughts start getting elevated. Mind has a tendency to get immersed, to remain immersed in pleasures. Pleasures are temporary. They come, they go. They are physical. Above pleasure, there is something called happiness. Pleasure is the lowest pertaining to the physical. You eat something, you feel happy. You touch something, you feel happy. You listen something, you feel pleasurable. So that is pleasure. Little higher than that is happiness. Happiness is not just physical. It's mental, emotional. You help somebody, you feel happy. Somebody helps you, you feel happy. You love somebody or loved by somebody, you feel happy. Happiness is slightly above. Even higher than that is joy. Joy is something when you do something selflessly, with zero vested interest. It's not physical, it's not even mental. It's arising out of the higher calling. And even higher than the joy is bliss, the rapture, which is not arising out of mind or body. It is pertaining to the soul and higher spiritual experiences. You are sitting and there is a sudden gush of divine love. A sudden experience of bodilessness. It has not come out of your own desire. It has come suddenly, unawares. In an unguarded hour. So there are the four: pleasure, happiness, and joy, and then bliss, enlightenment. So that's the first task. The second is throughout the day. Baba said, keep thinking of yourself as Brahma, as Vishnu, as Shankar. As a Brahma, you are Karma Yogi. As a Vishnu, you are the embodiment of love and power. And as Shankar, you are a Tapasvi. So all the three things should merge. In your day. All the three things. The day should be a playground where you enact the role of Brahma, Vishnu and Shankar. You are a Tapasvi at the same time, you are a Karma Yogi at the same time, you embody love and power. So that is the second task from today's Murli. And the third task is be a problem solver. Fix a broken mood. Fix somebody's broken mood or sanskar or actions. Don't look why this is like that and why that is like that. Why he is like that and why that person is like this. This is such a divine drama, a cosmic play. We are not here to take everything so seriously. This is a cosmic joke, a cosmic drama, a cosmic play going on. Actors are coming and actors are going out. We cannot say why this person is here. He has a part. The bad is there to balance the good. The evil is there so that the glory of the virtue should shine. The Ravan is there to test the Ram. Just you should have the stock of cooperation. Fix bad mood. Fix bad sanskar. Fix bad actions of others. With your cooperation. That's it. We are not here to correct everyone. We are not here to tell everyone who is right and who is wrong. Things are going on. We watch as a detached observer. And enjoy the play. The moment I get attached, I feel unhappy. Because with attachment comes my expectations. I watch this drama as a detached observer with choiceless awareness. The more detached I am, the more happier I am. The moment I get attached, a series of suffering starts. I am not here. To change the drama. The drama has already been scripted. I am here to change myself. You feel things are wrong. You feel things are unjust. Baba said, be a lighthouse. When you are at a higher level, you don't feel disturbed. When you are at a lower level, you feel disturbed. So move up, be in the lighthouse. So that is the third thing. And the most important thing from today's Murli is better and better reminder. The best is happening and will continue to happen. Whatever is happening is the best and will continue to happen. You can create a poster of this, write it, and practice this affirmation. The moment you get up in the morning, the best is happening and will continue to happen. Throughout the day, multiple times, keep the card, poster, or flashcard with you. The best is happening and will continue to happen. The best is happening and will continue to happen. Let this become a daily mantra. And the best will attract the best. And good will become better, and better will become best. No matter what is happening, the drama is a variety drama. Where you are right now is the best place. And you are surrounded by the best people in the world. And this is the best time. And this is the best circumstance. Nothing is better than this. What you find outside is attracting you is just will o' the wisps. You feel it is there, and the moment you go in, there is nothing there. The best is happening and will continue to happen. So these are the four points from today's Murli. The first point about Madhuban, about this place, about this treasure which was lost and refound. Paradise lost and paradise regained. So glorify this place. Since it's an inauguration of Om Shanti Baba, Baba is talking all this. So it is related not just to the place, but also Madhuban is not just the name of the place, it is the name of the state as well. Madhuban is mind, the reflection of the inner sanctuary. The second is this Trimurti affirmation that you are Brahma, you are Vishnu, and you are Shankar. You are Tapasvi. Embodiment of power, love. At the same time, a Karma Yogi. So throughout the day, when you are working, in between, try to recall this. While sleeping, try to recall this. The third is problem solver. Helping others. But helping other doesn't mean that every blind person who is standing at the roadside, you will catch hold of him and make him cross the road. He doesn't want to cross the road. Helping. Be the donor of good wishes, not advices. The uninvited advices, the unsolicited advices are everywhere. You just stand. The lighthouse is just standing. The lighthouse is not running after the ships and asking, do you want my help? Should I give you light? Lighthouse is not bothered. The sun is not bothered. Is if there is any unlit place on the earth. The sun is not running. Do you want my light? The sun is at one place. And it is giving out of abundance, not because anybody needs my help. So be the donor. This is the greatest donation, Baba said. And the last point is, the best is happening and will continue to happen. This is the best happening. Om Shanti.